Chapter 8. And Elisha himself had spoken to the woman whose son he had revived, saying, Rise up and go, you with your household, and reside as an alien wherever you can reside as an alien. For Jehovah has called for a famine, and besides, it must come upon the land for 7 years. So the woman got up and did according to the word of the man of the true God, and went, she with her household, and took up residence as an alien in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. And it came about at the end of 7 years that the woman proceeded to return from the land of the Philistines and go forth to cry out to the king for her house and for her field. Now the king was speaking to Gehazi, the attendant of the man of the true God, saying, Do relate to me, please, all the great things that Elisha has done. And it came about that as he was relating to the king how he had revived the dead one, why, here the woman whose son he had revived was crying out to the king for her house and for her field. At once Gehazi said, My lord the king, this is the woman, and this is her son whom Elisha revived. At that the king asked the woman, and she went on to relate to him the story. Then the king gave her a court official, saying, Return all that belongs to her, and all the products of the field from the day of her leaving the land until now. And Elisha proceeded to come to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. Accordingly, the report was made to him, saying, The man of the true God has come as far as here. At that the king said to Hazael, Take a gift in your hand, and go and meet the man of the true God. And you must inquire of Jehovah through him, saying, Shall I revive from this sickness? So Hazael went to meet him, and took a gift in his hand, even every sort of good thing of Damascus, the load of 40 camels, and came and stood before him, and said, Your son Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, has sent me to you, saying, Shall I revive from this sickness? Then Elisha said to him, Go, say to him, You will positively revive, and Jehovah has shown me that he will positively die. And he kept a fixed look, and kept it set to the point of embarrassment. Then the man of the true God gave way to weeping. At this Hazael said, Why is my lord weeping? To this he said, Because I well know what injury you will do to the sons of Israel. Their fortified places you will consign to the fire, and their choice men you will kill with the sword, and their children you will dash to pieces, and their pregnant women you will rip up. Upon that Hazael said, What is your servant who is a mere dog that he could do this great thing? But Elisha said, Jehovah has shown me you as king over Syria. After that he went from Elisha and came to his own lord, who then said to him, What did Elisha say to you? To this he said, He said to me, You will positively revive. And it came about on the next day that he proceeded to take a coverlet and dip it in water and spread it out over his face, so that he died. And Hazael began to reign in place of him. And in the 5th year of Jehoram, the son of Ahab, the king of Israel, while Jehoshaphat was king of Judah, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, became king. 32 years old he happened to be when he became king, and for 8 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And he went walking in the way of the kings of Israel, just as those of the house of Ahab had done. For it was Ahab's daughter that became his wife, and he kept doing what was bad in Jehovah's eyes. And Jehovah did not want to bring Judah to ruin for the sake of David his servant, just as he had promised him to give a lamp to him and to his sons always. In his days Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah, and then made a king reign over them. Consequently Jehoram passed over to Zair, also all the chariots with him. And it came about that he himself rose up by night and got to strike down the Edomites that were surrounding him and the chiefs of the chariots. And the people went fleeing to their tents. But Edom kept up its revolt from under the hand of Judah down to this day. It was then that Libnah began to revolt at that time. And the rest of the affairs of Jehoram, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Judah? Finally, Jehoram lay down with his forefathers, and was buried with his forefathers in the city of David. And Ahaziah his son began to reign in place of him. In the 12th year of Jehoram the son of Ahab the king of Israel, Ahaziah the son of Jehoram the king of Judah became king. 22 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and for 1 year he reigned in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri, the king of Israel. And he went walking in the way of the house of Ahab, and kept doing what was bad in Jehovah's eyes, like the house of Ahab, for he was a relative of the house of Ahab by marriage. Accordingly, he went with Jehoram, the son of Ahab, to the war against Hazael, the king of Syria, at Ramoth-Gilead. But the Syrians struck down Jehoram. So Jehoram, the king, returned to get healed at Jezreel from the wounds that the Syrians got to inflict upon him at Ramah, when he fought Hazael, the king of Syria. As for Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, the king of Judah, he went down to see Jehoram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, for he was sick.